All right, nice to have you back with us on this Sunday morning as we get ready for a very big day of baseball here. We bring in our dear friend, Kerry Crowley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. And, boy, he wrote, I think, 10 stories yesterday, even getting the kudos from Henry Shulman and others. Kerry, a big day for you yesterday.
You know, Marty, you have to work very hard to get a shout out from Henry Shulman. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was all over it and commending you for that. So good day for you. And, boy, here we go. And I appreciate your text last night of telling me that Tony Watson can't pitch every day. Of course, yeah, he's 37 years old. He's not 20. You know that.
Yeah. So. Well, I thought a lot about your assessment, Marty, when you said that. When you said that, you know, I'm a marathon runner and I should know that these guys can do things that extend themselves, I thought, well, let's think of the baseball season like a marathon. And if I ran every mile as hard as I could, I would be terrible on the last half of the marathon. And I think that we saw that with Tony Watson. He's gone as hard as he could this week, and he was terrible yesterday. He had nothing left in the tank, and that is true for every reliever. So that's why you don't want them every day.
All right. Well, we got right guy on the hill today, I think.
I think so, too. I think that Drew Smyly is exactly who the Giants want pitching. I think that having Kevin Gausman and Logan Webb available in the bullpen could save them from having to go to some of these overextended guys. I do think that things are shaping up well for them. I'm not so sure that everything else is, though, because this playoff race is now out of their own hands.
Hey, Kerry, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Well, my buddy who sponsors Red Bull would like to sponsor you next year since you did 10 stories. And also, you're filling in Tuesday on KNBR at 5 in the morning. So, you know, hey, you might as well sign your contract now and get a case for Tuesday.
Oh, look at that, Bill. You're really paying attention to this KNBR work schedule. I didn't think that anyone would see that I'm slipping in at 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Tuesday, but you got it.
Well, listen, we're going down to the last day, no doubt, and we talked a little bit about Mark Sanchez earlier about what Gabe Kapler did in that post game and all his remarks. He was a different type of manager. He was firing a little fire in him, and he jumped on Dubon a little bit. Your thoughts when you watched that post game, and was your mouth wide open when you heard him go off a little bit?
not at all. In fact, I would have been concerned if Gabe Kapler wasn't frustrated. I mean, how gut-wrenching of a week has this been for the Giants? They lose Thursday 5-4 in 11 innings in a game they absolutely should have taken from the Colorado Rockies. They lose 6-5 on a walk-off at home on an inexcusable defeat to the San Diego Padres in Game 2 on Friday. And then yesterday the offense was flat, the pitching wasn't good, and they lose 6-2. And so, yeah, if Gabe Kapler wasn't upset, I think, you know, I would have been concerned that there's something wrong with him. The playoffs are on the line. He's trying to prove himself. The Giants, as a team, are trying to prove themselves, and they just have not performed over the last 3 days the way that they should have. And so now it comes down to the final day, and like we said, I think things line up relatively well, but not nearly as well as they could have. I mean, the Giants could have clinched on Saturday had they taken care of business on Thursday or Friday.
Well, you know, in a very simple way, it's a good test for Gabe Kapler. It's his first big game. It's his third year managing. He's never been in
first
a game
big
like
game, Marty.
Well, I think so. This is his first real to determine something. Yeah, this is it.
I'll give you that.
Come on. There's
I think this whole week.
If he has a day like he had Friday night today, he has a long winter coming up. Let me tell you.
Yes.
So I think he's got to get out of everybody's way.
They lose.
He's got to get out of everybody's way and use the people that he trusts, throw the analytics out the window, and go out and play a good baseball game. Play a good baseball game, and that's what it's going to take today.
Throw the analytics out the window.
Hey,
Marty,
if he fools around with his bullpen late in the game. If he fools around this bullpen late in the game when he maybe should have Gausman in for an extra inning or two, and he starts fooling around with the bullpen, then that's a problem for me. I think you go with the guys, your best guys today.
I agree completely. I totally agree. And you know what? The analytics always say use your best pitcher. And so that's why I have to chuckle because, of course, they're going to use their best guys. What does fooling around with the bullpen constitute to you? Is that bringing Wandy Peralta in for four innings?
Well, it could be Gausman doing a Bumgarner Or Logan Webb doing a bump. And don't worry about the pitch count, and don't worry about three lefties coming up. If Gausman has thrown three good innings and three lefties are coming up, don't take him out and put in Wandy Peralta.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. And I think that they really should be using Kevin Gausman out of the bullpen today. There's no question in my mind. This is game.
He could do a Bumgarner today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? If he's not available on Wednesday, so what?
Who cares?
If he doesn't pitch today, you're not going to get to Wednesday. So I
No, the only people available on Wednesday will be people talking to you at 5 a.m.
You know, it's amazing. There's not too many callers at that time of day, Marty.
Well, Gausman will be calling you, and so will Kapler if he screws it up today.
We're going to get Gabe Kapler to break down the collapse on Wednesday, on Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. You heard it here first.
Hey, Kerry, you know, when you look at this season, of course, they're 29-30, and all the speculation in the beginning of the year, what could happen, what couldn't. Give me three positive points that you could really point to that really, really caught your eye at the end of the season.
Number one, Mike Yastrzemski. I think that his emergence and him becoming the face of the 2020 Giants is absolutely the story of the season for this team. That was a really impressive season. He capped it off with the Willie Mack Award. Bill, you know what that means to a baseball player. And so I just think that you can't say enough about what Mike Yastrzemski did. He would be number one for me. Two would be the emergence of some of these young relievers. I mean, the Giants entered the season with a bullpen of 9 or 10 pitchers, and one of them was signed through Major League free agency in Tony Watson. And so you're talking about guys in Caleb Berger, Wandy Peralta, Sam Selman, who have all risen to the occasion and have all pitched their way into high leverage opportunities. And while the bullpen has not been perfect, in fact, it's been pretty bad over the last few days, the bullpen has been a plus during the second half of the season. And then the third thing I would say is the rebounding seasons of the veterans. And I think that you can not only attribute that to the hard work that Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt, Evan Longoria put in this year, but you need to attribute that to the coaching staff and Gabe Kapler and Donnie Ecker, Dustin Lynn, Justin Veeley, setting the tone with the hitting staff back in spring training and doing what they could to get these guys to buy in, because it has made a huge difference in this season. You know, we talked about would the Giants be at the very bottom of the National League West, and we didn't talk about whether this team would be vying for a playoff spot on the final day of the season. So I think that their progress is a sign of overall progress for the organization.
Well, they're going to be playing a Padre team that's probably going to be like a spring training game. That's got to be in the Giants' favor today.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, why would you waste Fernando Tatis today in 9 innings or Manny Machado for 9 innings today? I think max those guys get one at bat if they're even in the lineup. And then, you know, you take your chances with your Greg Garcias of the world if you're San Diego, because you can't afford anyone who's important to get hurt going into this postseason. I think they'll probably be playing the Miami Marlins in game one of the postseason. So they're going to probably have to line up against Sixto Sanchez, and that's no easy task. And so San Diego has got to be ready. Jace Tingler's got to manage this wisely, and a loss today to the Giants means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Boy, looking at the way this ball club has been put together, you look at the veterans, and I think you may have said it, and we talked to Woe about it as well. I looked to Crawford, Belt, and Longoria today, and that's who I look to. The veterans have to lead the way.
Without a doubt. I mean, and I would throw Wilmer Flores in that group.
Okay.
He's a long-tenured guy. He has been perhaps the Giants' most clutch hitter over the past several weeks. I mean, go-ahead home runs in both games on Friday. He's someone who can hit lefties, and Morejon is on the mound for San Diego at the beginning of the game. I think that you throw him in there with that entire group of veterans, and then, you know, you can't be relying on Mauricio Dubon to give you your big hit. You have to go with the guys who got you to this spot. You have to go with the guys who are earning bigger paychecks than everyone else. And, I mean, you know, you want to toss Mike Yastrzemski into the conversation as well, I'm fine with that. But I'm right there with you, Marty. It's Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, Evan Longoria. One of those guys has to have a big game, and I'll pick Crawford.
Yeah, they're going to hit. They've hit well at home, and they'll hit. And I think that's going to be the different part of it. They're going to see a lot of bullpen, a lot of lefty bullpen for the Padres today. But I think they're going to be able to hit them. And I think that's going to be the difference, and Smiley is the right guy. With Gausman finishing it up, you can take that one to the bank as well. So what year is this for you? On now, the first year at KMBR, and then how many years now with Bay Area News Group?
So this is now my fourth. fourth year covering Giants baseball, Marty.
Fourth year, so you get the senior year of the senior of the year award.
Yes, you're going to run out of awards to give me.
Well, Alex, yeah, Alex retired it because he's in his eighth year now. But Mark Sanchez, sophomore of the year, and of course you are.
There you go.
Carrie, you get a nice plaque to put on your wall.
This is senior day for you.
I'm running out of room, Bill. Marty thinks that we have trophy rooms right now.
This is senior day for you. So FX and Nancy Hayden Crowley, congratulations. Your boy made it to his senior year. Very good.
Yes, senior day. Wow. It's an honor, Marty.
All right. One last thing for you. You know anything about Austin Gomber?
Yeah, you know what I do, Marty. He was on the Cape Cod team that I tell us.
Go ahead.
So yeah, I mean he's a competitor. He's someone that if you need a must win game, you want Austin Gomber on the mound. And granted, I've watched zero of his major league pitches, but I remember him back in college, Florida Atlantic guy, and someone who was kind of underappreciated at the college level, and someone who pretty much knew that he was going to end up in the major leagues despite being a fourth round draft pick. He just always had that quiet confidence about him, and so Giants fans can take some confidence into today knowing that Austin Gomber is going for the Cardinals. He's someone that I trust to get the job done.
Oh, very good.
Good stuff.
Hey, great year for you, Kerry. You've been absolutely terrific every weekend, and thank you so much. And we'll talk more ball with you, but you've been great. Thank you.
Thanks, Kerry.
Well, thanks to both of you. Great year for both of you guys. Bill and Marty, I always appreciate it. Nothing is more exciting to me than coming on the weekends and talking ball with you. You guys know that. It just lights me up. I'm always thrilled to do so, and so thank you for giving us writers an opportunity to do this because it's really special. Always fun to connect with the fans through this medium, and I greatly appreciate it.
Well, you deserve a butter cake for that. Very good.
I got John Dugan on hold right now, Marty.
Okay. All right. Have a great day. We'll follow you on Twitter. Thanks, Kerry.
Sounds good, Marty. Have a good one.
All right. Very good. Well, Bill, you got five Dodgers for me?
You know, I did, but, you know, I knew a couple of them off the hand, right?
Give me a couple. Go ahead.
I knew Jackie Robinson and Duke Snyder. Those were the two that just came right
off
my head.
Okay.
But I had to look them up. Roy Capendella, Pee Wee Reese, Gil Hodges. And then when I started seeing them, I was like, whoa. But
what
who was the manager, Marty? I wanted to see if you knew who the manager
Charlie
was.
Charlie Dressen.
Good call. Good call. And then I looked
wanted
up
a multi-year, he wanted a multi-year contract, and Walter O'Malley said, I don't think so. Charlie Dressen's wife said, Charlie, write him a letter. You need a multi-year contract. So he wrote him a letter, and Walter said, I don't think so. Tell your wife no. And they hired Walter Alston after that.
Well, how about Carl Erskine? 39
number 17.
Starts. 39 starts, 246 and two-thirds innings. That just opened my eyes right there. Johnny Padres was in there, too. But
come on.
That was a good team. That was really a good club. I looked them up, and, of course, I cheated for you, Marty. But, you know,
all right.
I'm not in your trivia questions in your contest. Don't call me either.
You do good. You do fine on the Giants. The Giants stuff was easy. Believe we know more than we think.
Yeah, it's
been
true.
Around. All right, we're going to run.
Got one today, no doubt.
All right, Melissa Lockhart is coming up next from The Athletic to take a look at some of the young players who may be part of this playoff for the A's and the Giants and also for next year, too. So we'll do that when we come back on this crazy Sunday morning, the last day of the season. More coming up right after this.